between third base, which is kind of this been this revolving door between Vientos, Beatty, and Mauricio. I think Vientos being the biggest concern there. So between third base, center field, which is mostly Tyrone Taylor, who's 2 for his last 41 and has a 570 OPS this season. And the pitching overall, aside from the injuries, just the overall performance of those three things, they're not going to fix all of them. They'll fix for sure one of them, if not two out of three. But which one of those things is your biggest concern? I have a feeling where you're going to go just based on what you usually say, but what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's definitely the pitching is I only say it's the pitching is the top concern, which you knew I was going to say that.
I knew you were going to say that.
But I only say that because they survived for the first two and a half months of the season. It was really 2.5 months, right? April, May, and half of June, right? 2.5 months. They survived with those four holes on the field, and including Vientos and Taylor. Like, Taylor was better earlier in the year than he was now. But, you know, certainly he was not, you know, he was below league average OPS-wise, you know, for the whole year. But they survived because they were getting elite starting pitching, and the bullpen was lights out. The bullpen is the easiest to fix. Like, I think a lot of the fixes in the rotation are coming from within. You know, their deadline move is coming with from IL activations, as they used to say in the Wilpon era, right? Mm-hmm. Which I think is fair. Like, you know, they're going to have Sangin and Manaea coming back. I mean, I do think they need an additional starting pitcher, but I think the spend, so to speak, in talent and money is going to come in the bullpen. I think it's going to come at one position, right? I think that's where they're going to spend. And just because at some point they're going to need who they have in that rotation to pitch well, regardless of who they get, right? You know, they can go and get Mitch Keller, which I think they should. You would make an argument for Luis Severino and come back into an environment that where he thrives, like, fine, right? But the people there are just going to need to pitch better, and they're going to need to get healthy and stay healthy, right? But it does need to the whole thing rides on their starting pitching, in my opinion, because if they weren't getting starting pitching for 3 weeks, and that in turn screwed the bullpen up because it became overworked and overexposed and overused. You know, Reed Garrett was hanging sliders probably because his arm felt like a pile of mud. You know, he's being used every day. And, like, that's not fair to him, and it's not fair to evaluate him based on those conditions. I think if they can get some more length out of the rotation, that was really the first sign with this rotation. They were not getting any length. You know, I understand in April where, you know, you try and hold you throttle your pitchers back a little bit, but they weren't getting any length, you know, coming up towards Memorial Day and into June. Like, the length actually went down because the effectiveness became diminished. So, that's going to have to improve. And I do think they're going to go get a starting pitcher. I think that's, you know, they have the ability to absorb contracts and not give up a lot of prospects in return. I mean, that's part of the Pirates' problem. That's why I'm pointing to Mitch Keller, of course, because I think he's an ideal acquisition for them. Mm-hmm. They can just say, look, we'll take the whole contract and we'll give you a bag of balls for him. And the Pirates always seem to make those deals, which is why they're never good, because they don't, that's what they do. They just sell off their players. I'm serious. That's why they're never good. So I think that's a good target for them, which is why I think they're connected to them quite a bit, you know, because they'll just take the whole, you know, whatever, $60 million that's owed to them. And it's probably a pretty good deal. The bullpen, I think, is always easy to fix, and I think that they can fix that sooner rather than later. They need what they need, and Stearns has alluded to this, is they need a big lefty to replace AJ Minter. Like, that's a massive loss in the bullpen.
Yeah, and it's not going to be Dickey Lovelady. I can promise you that.
But maybe Aroldis Chapman, which I've been saying the Mets should get for, I don't know, 10 years, you know, so. Mm-hmm. I would love for them to get him, you know, stick him at, you know, in the eighth inning. I mean, have that and Diaz lefty right. I mean, that's like my dream scenario in the bullpen, a big hard throwing lefty and a big hard throwing righty, and a guy who can close. Like, so if Diaz gets hurt or, you know, whatever, needs some rest, Chapman's your closer, right? Yeah. But they can't survive. This offense can't survive like six through nine the way it is. Like you have just, you know, it's 1-2-3, 1-2-3, you know, way too much in that lineup. So
that's
the last week notwithstanding, you know.
Yeah, that's even this weekend, you know, you knew the Mets were not gonna score in innings against the Yankees where it was Luis Torrens, Mark Vientos, and Tyrone Taylor coming up that inning. You're like, okay, can one of these guys get on base and just move the line to get the top of the order back up? And that's really most of the production in this series really came out of those top four or five guys, depending on the day.
Vientos has just been a massive disappointment after last year. Like, there's no other word for it. You know, was an offense first player, and you could tolerate his, you know, mediocre at best defense if he would just hit, and that offense just hasn't been there. And you know, his OPS is bordering on 600, which is not major league caliber.
After Sunday, Vientos OPS for the season's down to 619, which is like 300 points less than it was last season,
right? And that's a huge problem for them.
He's 2 for his last 25, so it's, you know, and Gary even mentioned it on the broadcast. There has not been a single moment this season where Mark Vientos had a hot streak or even closely, not even for a weekend. Yeah, you know, it's that like, oh, he's hitting 200, he's hitting 150, and he pops the occasional like solo home run that doesn't mean anything, which that's not even happening at this point. I don't believe he's homered since he came back from the injured list. So
I don't think so.
You're going back to May at this point to find the last Mark Vientos home run. But to the overall like conversation between these like three positions, right? Third base, center field, and the pitching overall. Obviously, the answer is like, yeah, they need help at all these positions. Realistically, they're not going to be able to get that. And I do think obviously pitching is a concern. They're going to have to address it in multiple ways between starting pitcher and reliever. Mm-hmm. But I actually would have it.
I think they're going to be two pitching moves. I do.
Yeah. But I would actually have it a little bit lower on my list only because I think there are more answers and solutions to upgrade their pitching than there are to upgrade at these two position spots, because these are two premium positions, right? Between third base and center fielders. There's not a lot of good ones out there. And when there are, there's going to be competition for them. And when you look at the Mets farm system, they really don't have guys remotely close to being ready to fill in either of those positions either. You know, center field, the closest guy is Drew Gilbert, and he's been, you know, pretty up and down in AAA. I don't think he's going to come up here and make a huge impact, at least this year. And when it comes to third base, they really don't have any prospects. They're here. It's Ronnie Mauricio, who's been up and down. He looks like, just like body wise and his overall tools, he looks like he should be good. And I really hope that he is. I think it's too early to make a decision on him, but just like so far, it's essentially a rookie player who's very, very raw. Thanks for listening to this free preview of the Just Mets podcast. If you liked what you heard and want access to full weekly episodes and additional bonus content, you can become a supporter of Just Mets on patreon.com/justmets or on justmets.net.